Anybody fancy a night on the town? Well, A Night on the Town is the title of a new screenplay musical written by Yvonne Cullen, and it will be taken to the stage in the Everyman Theatre on October 18th, with all this funding going to the Cork Samaritans. Now, to talk about this event, I'm delighted to be joined by the producer, Dennis Ivers. Dennis, a very good afternoon.
Thanks for giving me a call. We greatly appreciate it.
No, not at all, and listen, delighted to have you on CRY here. Just before we get into it, we were talking off air, and you were telling me you're originally from Wexford, and you may be related to that performer, Denise Brennan.
Well, if she has money, I'm definitely related, Dara.
Aren't they all?
Yeah. No, I was originally from near Gowrie, and all my grandmother's side were Brennan, so there's probably some distant relationship there, I'm sure.
Oh, wouldn't it? It'd be like long last families here at this stage, you know. But Dennis, let's talk about this event in the Everyman Theatre, A Night on the Town. It's put together by Yvonne Cullen, but talk to me a little bit more about it and where the whole thing came, the idea came from.
Well, in my own case, I got interested in music when I turned 50, because I had never sung or danced or anything up until then, and suddenly I got this sort of metamorphosis, and I turned to music and forgot about sport and stuff, and I started doing little things of musicals and getting involved and getting parts of musicals, and then I created a couple of little mini concerts. And anyway, this idea of A Night on the Town, that name dropped in my lap one day sitting in the car on a Tuesday, and by Thursday I had booked the Everyman Theatre to do a fundraiser for the Samaritans using this title. I then went to Yvonne, who you just mentioned there, Yvonne Cullen. I said, Yvonne, we're going to do a musical and you're going to write a story. And she wrote a story around this musical, which has about 24 songs from older musicals and right back to My Fair Lady and up until musicals created in the last few years. And she's written a story to link it all in together with a theme of hope. And it has a direct connection with the work the Samaritans do. So it's an uplifting story, has lots of humour, lots of great songs and great performances in a show called A Night on the Town. And that's exactly what it is.
Well, Dennis, you focused on a word there, a buzzword called hope. And we all know that the great work the Samaritans do in bringing hope to so many people. And we were also talking off air that 100% of the funds raised that people donate go direct to the Samaritans. They don't get government funding or anything like that. It's every single penny they raise. So giving them hope by putting it together in music and song, I think is a great way of, you know, sharing the story and creating awareness.
Yes, awareness. That's the word. That's the word, actually. Because a lot of people are not aware of what the Samaritans do or how hard they work. They keep that office in Cork here in Coach Street open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, with two people in the office at all times. So you have 180 volunteers and not one of them getting paid a penny. And they have a director here then who goes to Dublin every month and people like that. And they have a connection with the Samaritans in the UK. But what they do is, in Cork, I think it's around 65,000 calls a year. And they also have an office where you can walk in from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night time, which is an amazing statistic to keep that open every day of the year, all with volunteers, which is why I'm bringing this show to the Everyman, to create an awareness around that and also to raise some funds that are badly needed.
And look, I suppose, look, we take things for granted, maybe we do and maybe we don't. But any of us that have been in that area where we've lacked that sense of hope and we've just needed somebody to talk to, the Samaritans are there on the end of the phone 24/7. And as you said, they have a drop-in centre that's open from 9 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night in Coach Street. They have a text service, they've got an email service, and they're not getting funding from government. They're getting funding from everyday people like you and I to help people like you and I.
So, actually, yeah, they're the last line of defence in many cases. And that's why at this show, we're having a Gala Lord Mayor reception in the Everyman prior to the show. And there are two types of tickets. You can just go to the show, and the tickets for that are €25. But if you wanted to go to the Lord Mayor reception, all the notables and all these famous people at it, the tickets for that are €50, and all your money again goes to the Samaritans. And at that reception, we'll have the Lord Mayor, we'll have the Chamber of Commerce, we have the Commodore from the Navy, we have the Garda Chief Superintendent, we have Lieutenant Colonel Collins' Barracks, all basically saluting, metaphorically speaking, as well as physically, saluting the Samaritans as they come in to that event. Then we also have people from Cork City FC. We have Larry Tompkins from GAA.
Is he still around? He is.
Larry's still, he's a great pub in Cork. If you want a good sports pub in Cork, Larry.
He could do with coming back to the football, you know, because we're lacking in that department.
Well, I'll have a word with him there. He's due a comeback, I'd say, all right.
Yeah, should we take anybody? But, you know, it promises to be a fantastic evening, and there's so many dignitaries going to be there. As you say, people from Cork City FC, people from the world of hurling and football, and the Chamber. Great to have the Chamber on board, the Lord Mayor, McFinn, and people from the music industry as well. You never know, I might pop in myself. But the most important thing here, and not to lose sight of, this is an original sort of a musical take on music down through the generations, but it's all to celebrate hope and bringing hope to the Samaritans.
Exactly. You couldn't have put it better. The Samaritans are there, as I said, they're are sometimes our last line of defence, and very low-key organisation. And for historical reasons, there was good, you know, there was good reasons behind that. You know, if you were in a small town and you don't want to be meeting, obviously, the person you've just been on the phone to and so on. But they're a very low-key organisation, and they need our support. And this night will just bring awareness of what they do, and it'll celebrate the team, as I said, of hope, and the team of actually what they do on a daily basis every day of the year.
And for people that want to get tickets, Dennis, as you said, if they just want to attend the event itself, it's €25. If they want to go to the reception as well, it's €50. How do they get their tickets?
Okay, so you can go to the Everyman box office, 4501, that's 021-4501-673. That's where most tickets are purchased. Or you can book them online on the Everyman website. They're the two main arteries. And if anyone wants to contact me further about the show, you can contact me at 086-809-2063. And there was one other thing, if you have time for me to mention.
Sure.
I almost forgot. Yvonne, as part of this show, Yvonne is recording a silent film in the style of Charlie Chaplin and Marilyn Monroe and so on in Cork City tomorrow and on Sunday morning. And this film will be recorded and released during the show as part of it'll be a silent movie. But playing through the silent movie on a big screen in the middle of the show will be a famous pianist called Santa Ignace, one of the top pianists in Europe. And she is going to perform, I'll have to read this from script here because I can't ever remember it, Paganini Study number 6 in A minor during the film. So it'll be like an old silent Charlie Chaplin film with an upright piano on stage being played, this recital being played as this silent film is being shown on screen, right in the middle of a musical.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
It sounds fantastic. It really, really does. And just to recap to listeners, if you want to book tickets, and tickets are available, you can do so by phoning the box office on 021-4501-673. You can book online from the everymancork.com. And if you want to contact Dennis, you can do so by calling 086-809-2063. I would point out as well,
in the film tomorrow, Dara, they can contact me on that number. We welcome everybody from Cork, from any walk of life, that wants to have any part in this film, because it's a community-based film So if anybody wants to take part in the film, no experience necessary, come into Cork City tomorrow, contact me at that number, or they can email Yvonne at rsvpireland@gmail.com. So they can be a film star if they want.
rsvpireland@gmail.com. So it could be your big opportunity to get on the silver screen. You never thought you'd be up for it, but tomorrow you could be. Well, Dennis, look, I want to wish you the very, very best of luck with this. Look, we all know the great work that the Samaritans do. We can't overstate that. But they rely so heavily on people's donations. And, you know, it's not out of the park with pricing. €25 for a great, great night out, or 50 to meet celebrities and mingle with the Lord Mayor. And sure, you never know what you get talking to him about. But it's going to be a great night out. And it's all for a great cause.
Thank you so much, Darren, for your time.